Well, good morning, everybody, and I hope we're getting a lot out of this resource called The Condition of Our Hearts. And we're up to part number six. And in part number six, we're going to be looking at the word written on our hearts. Yes, that's right. The Holy Spirit's role, or one of his roles, is to write the word upon our hearts. So as he writes the word upon our hearts, we just live from the reality of the word in us, and we're able to demonstrate an eternal wisdom upon the earth. Not because we're trying to, not because we're trying to muster things up in our own strength, but because of the promise given to us, which we're going to look at, that Jeremiah spoke of, and we also see the writer in Hebrews mention, that God has become, or the Spirit has become, our teacher. And because he's on the inside of us, he writes the living word upon our hearts and our minds through the revelation of God himself. And this is what we're going to look at in part six. So it's exciting stuff, and I hope you're getting a lot from the other five parts as precept builds upon precept. So the new covenant we are given, under this new covenant, we are given this promise. And this is an incredible promise for all those who are in Jesus Christ. And as I said before, Jeremiah spoke of this future promise while he was alive, even though this promise would not be released in his day or realized in his day. This promise would be realized in a future day for all of those, which is us, who are under this new covenant. And we see the author of Hebrews also declare the same promise for those who are under this new covenant. And I want to read you what Jeremiah said and also what the writer of Hebrews said. So this is Jeremiah 31, 31 to 34. "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with the fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord." And here's this promise: "I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor, and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." What a powerful promise that is, that God is going to write the law upon our hearts. And then we see Hebrews 8, 10 and 11. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds, and I will write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." What a promise again. "And they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen, and everyone of his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all will know me, from the least to the greatest." What a powerful, powerful promise that you and I can come into and know. So the outcome of having God's word written upon our hearts, which both authors identify, is that we will no longer need man to teach us. Now, this doesn't mean we don't need to listen to other disciples who have a greater revelation of God than we do, and then we can learn from the reality in which they speak and come into by the Spirit. But what it does mean is the Holy Spirit literally becomes our teacher and is making us known, making everything known in Christ pertaining to life and godliness. He has become our first and the first person we go to rather than a fellow disciple. This becomes so exciting now because there is unlimited possibilities in God, and we can come to know all that there is in Jesus Christ for us to come into through this revealed knowledge of all his kingdom mysteries. It says this in Matthew 13, 11. "Jesus answered them, To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted." 1 Corinthians 4, 1. "Let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Once again, two powerful promises, because the word is being written upon our hearts and our minds. Now we see under the old covenant, the word of God was written on two tablets of stone by God himself through the power of his finger. And we see this in Exodus, and this is the same, it's a foreshadowing of the reality. Exodus 31:18, when he had finished speaking with him, Moses, upon the Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written by the finger of God. This is a foreshadowing of what was to come in the future. The word would no longer be written on tablets of stone, but on the hearts of every follower who believes and confesses Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. 2 Corinthians 3:2-3. You are our letter written in our hearts, known and read by all men, being manifested that you are a letter of Christ cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Our heart has become the place now that the Word of God gets written upon. And we just get to live out of the reality of that. God himself, through the agency of the Spirit, writes his living word on our hearts and our minds. And it brings us into this knowledge of God, which makes us free and continues to make us free, perfecting us into the image of God and the life of God, which is eternal. And this reality empowers us to live out this new demonstration, this eternal demonstration, because of this life being formed in us. And this demonstration is called the wisdom of God. And the more his word is written on our hearts and our minds through the Spirit being our teacher from the inside out, the more we find ourselves being the living and tangible reflection and expression of the glory of God. And this is what Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4:6-12. For God, who said light shall shine out of the darkness, light is going to shine out of the darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Powerful stuff. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, this glory in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are not despairing. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. What a promise that is from the writing of Paul, that you can live this life and go through trials and tribulations and consider it momentary light things because of the reality of who's working and being built within you. So look at how we as his followers can live when this reality of God's life is being formed within us from having his word written upon our hearts. It truly is a supernatural way of living, guys, not known to man, but known to God. So I pray this encourages you to seek and allow the Spirit of God, who's been given to bring us into the fullness of truth, to write his word, the Father's word, upon our hearts and our minds, that we just get to live this reality out. And like my t-shirt says, becoming Christ-like, not just saying you're a Christian, but becoming like the Christ and living like the Christ lived. So some questions for us all to ponder. Why are the prophetic promises in God, like the one in Jeremiah 31, so essential for the church today? Number two, what would be the consequences for the church if they ignore or don't know about these promises? Third question, what is your current reference point for the Holy Spirit being your literal teacher as opposed to looking to man, your fellow disciples? And number four, how has your life been impacted and empowered through having the word written upon your heart? So I hope this all helps us. I hope it encourages us and challenges us to go deep in our intimacy with the Holy Spirit and get to know the Holy Spirit as a living being, as a person within you who is doing this work, and you work simultaneously with him and abide in him. And so his word, God's word, is written upon our hearts, and we're able to live and walk in the manner of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We'll see you soon for part 7.